the Rotary chapter of Lynchburg Morning has a big presentation tomorrow. They're going to be donating over $32,000 to local organizations. And joining us now to talk more about it is LaShonda Delavook, who is the right now the public image chair for the Rotary, the Morning Rotary, but soon to be the president of Rotary. She's president-elect. So, LaShonda, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
For people who are not familiar with Rotary, tell us about the organization and what you do.
Rotary International is a global movement, and we all believe in service above self. So you can travel anywhere in the world and do a makeup meeting. Even though we meet in Lynchburg, you could go to Paris, you could go to Africa, and someone will know exactly what Rotary is. We've actually had some people from Africa recently come and visit our club. And what happens is we all have a little flag, and we trade flags. And so we've got a bin of flags from all around the world, from business people who are on a trip and decided to come and join us. But what's incredible is you can do things on the local level, regional level, and a global level. And one thing that made Rotary famous is we are one of the leaders in the movement against eradicating polio. Mm. So that is something we're very passionate about, and we are on track to completely eradicate a disease in a couple years, I believe.
Wow. So service above self, and it's cool the way you can just go anywhere, Rotary, the Rotarians, as they're called. And do you have a little, membership?
We love our pens. We have the Rotary wheel. We have the Rotary wheel, and there's a gaggle of pen options. So it just depends on what you love and what you're into. I have a little Rotary wheel necklace. We have ties and different things like that.
Do you have a secret handshake, you know, like the Masons would have?
We don't. We just love on people. So you see a Rotary.
You don't haze new Rotary members?
We actually have an initiation process. It's new, but it's
really?
Very tame. It's very tame.
So she says. Mm-hmm.
There's no, tequila and goats are not involved at all.
We do like to drink. That is something Rotarians are known for. We actually, spoiler alert, we have an event coming up called Pints for Polio. So you'll hear more about that later, I'm sure. But yeah, we don't shy away from the alcoholic beverages.
It's very social, but for a cause. So very good. Now, how do you choose the projects that you're going to support, at least locally?
Now, the way we do it locally is we actually have club members submit organizations that they believe need funds. So we hear from our club members and we hear about needs in the community that maybe we wouldn't have heard about otherwise. And so everyone submits requests and then the board reviews them. So what I love about our club is every year our beneficiaries change. So maybe one year, you know, we're passionate about poverty, or maybe one year we're passionate about literacy. But every year you can expect to see someone else in the community receive funds. And I think that makes us very unique and special.
Now, this is the Rotary chapter of Lynchburg Morning.
Yes.
So there's what's the other one?
There's a noon club. And so essentially what happens is within the Lynchburg region, we have 7 clubs in what's called Area 5. So in the Lynchburg area, we have Lynchburg Noon Club, we have Lynchburg Morning, but then we've got clubs in Bedford and Forest, Smith Mountain Lake, you know.
And a lot of it just depends on, obviously, where you live, which
yes.
Rotary you would be in, but also which one is more convenient for you, whether you want to meet in the morning or the afternoon?
We have various times. So essentially, if you want to be a Rotarian, we have a place for you.
So the morning club raised $32,000, more
yes.
than $32,000.
Mm-hmm.
How did you raise the money?
So our signature fundraiser is our golf tournament, and we do an incredible job with that. And one thing that I thought was awesome this past year is we feared that it would rain, just like anyone else. You know, if you do an outdoor event, if it rains, you know it's really going to hurt your attendance. And it rained, and people came. There were umbrellas and jackets, and as long as the beer cart kept finding people, people were fine. We had burgers and shrimp. And what I loved is we even had representation from the district level. District Governor-elect George Carnes came down. He actually drove down from Northern Virginia in the rain to play in our golf tournament. So like I said, you know, even though we have Lynchburg Morning, we've got Rotarians from all over willing to support the causes that we love.
And tomorrow you will be donating the money from your golf tournament to these different causes. So why don't you tell us about the beneficiaries?
Yeah, our main beneficiaries this year were the YW LEAD program, Rise Against Hunger, and Vector Space. So we've got various organizations that we've donated to every year, like the Lynchburg Humane Society. We're giving them $2,500, and this is going to end our commitment with them. We gave them $10,000. And then we also have some smaller things that we do. like our annual dictionary project, where we actually deliver dictionaries to every third grader in the Lynchburg community. So that's a really fun project that we do. Another thing that we're working on is we're actually putting money aside to create a trust fund with the Greater Lynchburg Community Trust. So all of those organizations will be present at our meeting, and we'll present the checks to them then.
Wow. As you mentioned, the YW LEAD program, Rise Against Hunger, Vector Space, and they'll fund intern scholarships for area high school students. It sounds like working with young people or helping young people and children is a big part of it.
Oh, for sure. And with the Rise Against Hunger money, we're actually going to do a packing project and send food overseas. So we're giving funds to Rise Against Hunger, but we're also going to serve in using those funds to feed people that are hungry overseas. So we try to put that money into action. And so all the people that we chose this year are tangibly doing things with the money to serve our community and serve the world as a whole.
You mentioned that you do have other service projects that Rotarians participate in. What are some of those?
Yeah, we're planning some new projects, but some ones that you can expect us to do include bell ringing for the Salvation Army, serving at Daily Bread, street cleanup. So these are some common ones that we do, but we're also looking for creative ways to serve. We're really emphasizing feeding people this year. So we've considered doing maybe a community garden or helping with the Little Pantries project. So we're looking for various ways that we can change things up and meet the current needs of the community. So if people have ideas, they can certainly reach out. Our community service chair, Carl DeWitt, I'm sure will be open to hearing new ideas.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, LaShonda, and how you became involved in Rotary.
Yeah, my husband and I are business owners, and we have a small business, and I really wanted to be involved in community service in the community, but we have such a small business, there's only so much you can do with just a small group of people. And so I heard about Rotary, and I thought, you know, why not leverage all of these different people to have a much bigger impact than I could do by myself. And so I've been a part of Rotary 4 years next month, and I've had incredible opportunities to meet people all up and down the East Coast. I've gone to Atlanta with the group. I've gone to Johnson City, Tennessee. And so I've learned so much about being a leader, not just serving the community, but really leading in the community. So it's just been such a huge benefit to my life. And so I just am so passionate about spreading that word with other people that if you love people and you want to serve in a deeper way, you really need to join Rotary.
I worked with you on the Design House the past couple of years on one of the committees. I know you're very involved in the community, you and your husband both, and you know the Rotary involvement. What are you from Lynchburg?
I'm not, but you know what? I know way more about Lynchburg than I do where I grew up. I was just home, and I told my mom, I was like, I don't know where anything is anymore. But I go to Lynchburg, and I run into people in Kroger, and I can tell you their life story, what their kids are doing, what they love to eat. So this is my hometown. I mean, I've been here for 8 years now, and this is my hometown.
Terrific. And you're the president-elect
yes.
of the Rotary chapter of Lynchburg Morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you kind of give us a preview of some of the things that you have in store for next year?
Yeah, the Pints for Polio event is something that it may become an annual thing. But essentially, what we're going to do is we're actually going to partner with Apocalypse Ale Works to do an event and raise money for polio. And if we raise the most money in our district, Apocalypse Ale Works will actually be the signature ale at the district conference for Rotary. So it's a great economic development opportunity as well as a fundraising opportunity. So that may be something that continues. I also want to just spread the word of Lynchburg Morning, not just in the community, but around the world. So I would love to do some more video content, blog content, potentially t-shirts, just different ways for people to hear about the incredible job that Rotary's doing, because overwhelmingly, people don't understand what Rotary is. They see that wheel when they go into different towns along with other service clubs, but they don't have a connection.
They think you're mechanics or engineers or something?
In terms of what?
Just to see the wheel.
It's like a little gear, but you know, it's so recyclizable and people.
Cyclists. They're
people
cyclists.
Know, you know, people know exactly what it is. So it's been our symbol for, you know, a very, very long time. So.
And the business that you mentioned that you and your husband run is a production consulting business.
Yeah,
you do a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm. And Life Focus Pictures and About 90 Marketing are our two businesses. So that's what we do together, working together full time, and we love it.
Are you going to do, you ought to do a video of Rotary.
My husband wants to do a documentary. Yeah. He really does. He really wants to do a documentary about Rotary. So if people are into that, let him know and he'll follow through. But he loves the whole idea of something sticking around for over 100 years and just being so vibrant and so positive in the world. So I think he may end up following through with that.
Very good. Now, LaShonda, again, the donation is happening tomorrow, over $32,000 to local organizations from the Rotary chapter of Lynchburg Morning, and that'll happen at your meeting tomorrow. And keep up the good work. Congratulations on a job well done with the golf tournament, the money you raised, and I'm sure all of these different charities are very excited to be receiving this money. And again, keep up the good work, and good luck as the president-elect of Rotary.
Thank you so much, and I'm so excited to have a huge team behind this. So we are 64 members strong and always looking to add more.
And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, LaShonda.
Thank you.